Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'm not getting under that mistletoe with you anymore.
Why not?
Because you don't know how to act when you get under there.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne, Andy Strickland, and Charles Tuna Edwards.
Can I say it?
What do you want to say?
I want to say we're at Randy's party now. Martin, this is all funny now.
It's fine.
We're at Randy Markell, the owner and proprietor of the radio station's Christmas party last week.
I've read about him in the paper.
Had a great time. Yeah, that was a great article today. No comment. And so the lady I'm with, she says, oh, this is everybody here. She looked at Martin. Oh, that's Martin Kilcoyne. I ain't never seen him. Am I lying, Frank?
I don't remember
Martin,
that.
Yeah, you do. She said, but she doesn't watch TV.
Yeah, well, that must explain
she
it.
She doesn't watch TV. Well,
because
she,
I was out of our
TV. No offense taken, because she's a little outside the demographic we're going for.
Oh!
We go a little younger for our audience.
Well,
no
you
offense.
Do not want to get in a battle of wits with this guy. You're going to lose.
In
all fairness, I was on with Martin last Sunday night, and we were promoting these surprise boxes over at Globe Drug. They got a tremendous response. Huge response.
Candidly.
Which you should go get one today at 1900
Simply
South Broadway.
Put.
And how about a texter who said, who said to Andy and I used to be in television news, great TV
producer.
And said, what you should have done, though, is maybe incorporated Elliot Davis in the band. Like, whoa.
And had more time.
This lady must be a consultant.
If
you know?
She knows, if she's a producer, she knows there's
she said,
never
I
any
yeah,
time.
She said, I would have given the segment more time. I would have incorporated. I'm like, I'm sorry, did somebody call Maggot and Associates and ask for a full review?
You paid for it.
This is the world we live in, though, where you get lots of feedback. No, it was a lot of fun.
It was.
And she was a lovely lady, Charlie. I'm kidding, of course.
Oh,
this happened
you
years
ago. You're my
guy.
She's kidding, she doesn't watch TV.
It's fine.
She says she only knew Frank because Frank's been around a long, long, long time.
Well,
yeah, let me finish,
wait
let me
a
finish
minute,
that.
Turn an insult to him now to insult me?
Careful
Frank.
What you
ask. She said well, I only know Frank because he's been around a long time.
She must appreciate old age and other things.
She knows Frank because Channel 5 used to be amazing.
I'm sorry.
She knows how young I am.
Charlie, I'm sorry, but she actually met Frank at the Gatesworth the other day, okay?
We were both visiting Charlie.
That's
hilarious.
I'm Delmar.
Quick shout out our friends at Greenville University who bring
yes.
Merry
five
Christmas.
For Frank.
I was born in
for the
Greenville.
Slot. Greenville, Illinois?
No, South Carolina.
Oh, right. This is a tremendous promotion, too.
Yeah, and they have done something to help out the kids at Vaterot because Vaterot is going under,
what's
I guess
going
that's
on
the right
there?
Phrase,
yeah.
Having problems.
Oh.
Greenville University has the incoming on campus undergraduates who go over there and line up and want to be students. Well, now you can transfer up to 90 credits, including but not limited
really?
To 30. Which are vocational technical credits that maybe you got at Vaterot.
Yeah, they're stepping up and really helping out these kids who are in tough shape because the school just closed down. And keep in mind, with Greenville, Martin, we're talking about a 126-year-old institution. They're located in just 45 minutes east of St. Louis. It's an easy drive. It is a beautiful campus, too. Mm.
And it's a really neat little town.
Yeah, so they're literally helping Vaterot students find their footing in a place where they can continue their education.
Yeah, and you can do it online. Undergraduate online degree completion programs available for transfer students. These accept up to 60 credits when we're talking about online work. So if you're a Vaterot student or your son, daughter, kids, neighbors, make sure you let them know that Greenville University has a great opportunity for them. Tomorrow night we've got the bragging rights game. Anybody going to be there? Are you going, Frank?
Oh, for sure.
You know, I'm not going to make it this year. I used to go every single year. I'm not necessarily boycotting the bragging rights game, but
I just don't want to pay for the tickets.
Well, no, come on now. Strictly no pay.
Is there a fence?
Yeah, there a fence.
Wait a minute. He just third person that with a nickname. Stricky.
He's Santa Stricky this time of year. You could probably score tickets with your enterprise friends
said,
if you wanted to.
I just said, Strictly don't pay.
Yeah, I don't think I've missed a game. I started covering it in 93 with the triple overtime.
Not as exciting as it used to be. I'll tell you that.
Still going to be great.
It will be in the next few years.
Yeah, and Saturday's game will be really fun.
You think? Oh, it will be. What time's the game at?
Seven o'clock.
Maybe I'll go.
Illinois is getting better. Mizzou will be okay. It'll be back there. But once again, it's the personalities of the coach that had a lot to do with it.
Shot at Conzo there?
No, not
You're
Shot
saying when it was Norm and Lou Norm that was Lou, part of the theater.
And
Lou do.
When it was Lon Kruger or whatever after that?
Yeah.
He was good, too.
And there's been a bunch of runs. Even like right Bruce. Now, Illinois is on a run. Missouri had their run. Weber was spectacular. He killed Missouri.
Yeah, but he couldn't
he couldn't
recruit, and he was spectacular when he took over, when he inherited the program and had D. Brown.
Well, nobody works harder than Weber, though.
Yeah, he's a solid recruiter. He maybe didn't get Chicago, of course. What Illinois coach does get Chicago.
Right.
But he got good players, and he coached
them
up.
He is a great coach. You talk about a coach, the definition of a coach.
Heck,
he's a coach.
He's done a better job recruiting in St. Louis than Mizzou and SLU have at times.
Illinois needs the kid. What's the black kid that was coaching for Lou Henson? Went to Chicago, U.
Oh, UIC?
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Terrence Howard?
No.
Oh, D. Brown?
No. He was an assistant coach for Illinois under Lou Henson.
Sergio
he
McClain?
Sergio McClain,
who came from Peoria Manual.
No, you're thinking of a black gentleman who's
I know who you're talking about. I hung out with him in a hotel.
All the kids.
The guy you're talking about, he's the head coach at UIC. I hung out with him at a hotel lobby one day.
What's his name?
In Detroit.
He was the last coach to recruit heavily out of Chicago.
So you're saying you need a Chicago pipeline kind of guy on your staff.
You got to do it. Because it's a shame we can't get the kids. DePaul used to steal them. DePaul is not relevant anymore. This guy was a great coach in the Chicago Public League. Westinghouse, Simeon, he got all those kids from those schools.
Andy Baker, friend of the show, says Jimmy Collins.
Collins
that's
is right.
That's
Jimmy
exactly
Collins.
Who it is.
Yeah, Jimmy
Thank
Collins.
You.
UIC. Hung out with him at a hotel bar in Detroit.
Did he know who you were?
Illinois had a 9-game winning streak at one time during the bragging rights. They've won the last 5 all time. It's 37 games officially bragging rights. How many has Illinois won? You guys, on top of your head, out of 37.
Oh, Illinois won
23.
25, exactly. 25.
They've won 5 straight. He's good at that kind of stuff.
They've won 5 straight.
That's correct.
Which is just pitiful.
Yeah, especially last year. I mean, Mizzou is an NCAA tournament team.
Come on.
And Illinois had another disappointing season, and Illinois found a way to win that game.
The atmosphere, do you find the atmosphere to be as good as it once was, or no? See, because
it's still pretty interesting. How many college games are you going to see with 18,000 people with 9 wearing orange and 9 wearing black?
I think the time of year, too, the holiday thing adds to it. It's very festive.
Yes.
People, nobody's working. It's kind of a fun
night.
These
kids in college, though, they don't remember, they don't know how good this used to be.
No matter what you say about Norm Stewart, when Norm Stewart walked on that court, when they had that bragging rights game, it just made it a whole different atmosphere.
Yeah, you're right.
He had that mystique, man.
Oh, absolutely.
That Billy Tubbs. That's when you had the coaches back then that had the personality.
But Quinn Snyder had it, too, and he brought some great teams here. I mean, just going to the shoot-around the day before would be exciting, at least for me.
They had some star power.
Had star power.
Well, and I would say Conzo has star power, but he's not overly charismatic or overly dynamic. But
he's cool.
But he has has a certain cachet to him, even though he's not going to grab the mic and
wow
you.
He's a brother. He's cool.
He's a brother. He's cool. Is that how it works?
That's how it works, man.
Who's a brother that's uncool? Give me one. Urkel. Who else?
Who else would be uncool right
What about
now?
The Cincinnati Bengals head coach?
Marvin Lewis?
Yeah. Is he cool?
He's all right.
No, he's cool. He's okay.
He's cool. Okay. I just wanted to know, where does that line, where does it stop?
Name somebody. Charlie, come on now. You don't have anybody?
A brother that's not cool coaching.
Oh, coaching.
Well, not even coaching.
Doesn't have to be coaching.
Just
a brother in any kind of sport.
Well, I was trying.
Oh my God! Move on to the next question.
Oh, you got some nerve! You can't even answer a question about the Blues.
You
what
can't
are you talking
answer,
about?
You can't answer. What do you need a freaking roadmap to get there?
Gone.
Jesus!
All of them are cooler, man.
You never know who's listening to you. Howard Richards chimed in on the Drew Locke debate.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said, "Do I need to come out there and settle this?" And then we said, "What round?" Howard said, "First." This is a guy who was a first round pick himself. Has been at every Mizzou game since 2011.
Rights holder.
You think he's a homer? Howard, are you a homer?
Is he cool?
So we shouldn't trust Howard. We shouldn't trust Howard because he's
Howard's
a rights
cool.
holder on
Howard's
Mizzou
cool.
stuff. So what about Andy and Blue stuff?
Hey,
should we trust Andy and Blue stuff?
Hey, finish.
Rights holder.
What else do you see?
And then
Howard
said,
is cool.
Howard says
right, Howard
top
is the coolest.
15.
Yeah.
Top 15.
They're measuring his head size for his baseball hat.
If he's top 15, he may be one of the first quarterbacks chosen.
This is what Howard is in
top
15.
Yeah, he should be in the top four quarterbacks.
You may be losing that pretend $50.
Do not read too much into
how. Are you really
going to
pay me 50?
Yeah, I'm going to pay you 50 if he loses.
Jimmy,
yeah.
Can you clip
I'll keep
and save
my
all
best.
Of the
hey, I'll pay my best.
We'll clip it.
Do not read.
He'll keep us off the air.
Do not read too much.
Give me a gift certificate
to
Cafe Napoli.
I can see Dan Caesar in about 5 months. Feud at 590. Cusimano still hasn't been paid by Strickland or Tuna. Fewer has the tape.
Threatening litigation.
It'll be in the headlines also.
You may sue for that. Hey, do not read too much into this game against Oklahoma State for Drew Lock. If he throws for 5 touchdowns, don't get too excited. The Senior Bowl was where he's going to truly be evaluated.
I don't think anybody's reading.
Okay.
You know what? Tom Condon said the same thing. Where they're going to really grade him in those bowl
games. It's actually
games.
Not the Senior Bowl either. It's actually going to be the practice sessions leading up
right.
to
that's it. That's what I'm talking that's about. The week. I mean, Aaron Donald
that's
was.
That's when I first met Deion
that's
Sanders.
Where people got turned on to Aaron Donald when they said, this guy is an absolute freak.
And he still the lasted best, to, like, what was Donald, 13?
The best draft pick in
13, 14?
Not really high.
Right around 14.
Was no,
Fisher was
11.
A great, 11. Drafted some great players for this team.
He was drafted 11th.
That's right. Aaron hey, Donald. Hold on. You can laugh at Fisher all you want to.
No, I've just,
this
I've,
Rams team he put together.
I'm laughing at your take is always, the playbook is always to go opposite, right?
No, whatever. But no. Fisher. Drafted
why don't we
these
look at
players on this team?
Brian, give us Fisher's drafting.
I would say they.
I'm talking about this team. This team.
Right.
This team.
You're
now.
Saying in St. No, Louis. I mean,
this team right now.
When he was the head coach for a full.
Tavon Austin was a bad pick.
Michael Brock is still
Tavon
playing.
Tavon Austin? Are you kidding me?
Tavon
it's
was
one of the
a
worst
bad
players
well, you're
ever.
Gonna get some bad ones. I'm
but
talking about.
And they moved up to get him.
Hold on. Jason Smith
he
was
drafted
terrible.
The best
oh,
player.
Oh, no, not the other kid. Greg Robinson was
he drafted the best player in pro football. Hold on. He drafted the best player in pro football.
Aaron Donald. Yeah, there were some good ones, and there were some really
but
bad ones.
It's
tough to blow.
Who drafted the quarterback?
It's tough to blow the second pick in the draft.
Who drafted
they
the quarterback?
Goff
Robinson.
Was the first overall pick, so he should be good.
They got Chris Long and your boy James Laurinaitis, too. Hey, you know what?
No, he didn't draft
him. He didn't draft
him. So on Fisher's watch, they did get Gurley and Aaron Donald, which are two
They've
huge
got about
names.
Seven players on that team that he drafted.
Why don't we go to the tape when the Rams drafted Tavon Austin and what everybody was saying? Oh,
I
the most
excited.
Electrifying
well, but you,
player
but
in the draft. This guy's going
to
be an
Coach
unbelievable
Ryan,
superstar.
Coach Ryan, when he was with the Jets, wanted to trade up to get this guy. There were several teams.
I thought
Tavon
it was a great
Austin.
Pick. I did.
Everybody I did, too.
These are all first and second round picks?
He was great at West Virginia.
But I'm saying on your resume, eventually
so Charlie just said Jeff
Fisher
was great at drafting players.
I'm talking about this team, Frank.
Greg,
this team.
Well, he drafted. What, you're talking about the when
I'm talking
he was
the current team.
Okay. Greg Robinson, Tavon Austin, Brian Quick, T.J. McDonald, who's okay, and LaMarcus Joyner. So,
still playing.
He's still playing.
Still playing.
Those are some first and second rounds.
Still playing. So he did.
Alec
the key
Ogle,
players on
Alec
this team.
Alec Ogletree, who's actually had a
pretty
good
year.
For who's he playing
who
with?
Who got
Miami, maybe?
He blew up.
Miami.
Somebody.
What
just,
about the cornerback with the Giants?
The what?
The cornerback with the Giants.
Janoris Jenkins.
Janoris
Jenkins. He's a decent player.
He's had some. I'm telling you, man, his draft.
No, they weren't
this
terrible.
This team, he put together.
He couldn't coach.
Day, but he couldn't coach him.
Well, no, they weren't.
It was a great team.
No, I agree. He had some good picks, and some of their prominent players currently were on the Fisher watch. That's so, true.
That's Mogan David.
All right. Mogan David? I don't even know what that means.
That's wine.
I know what that meant, but what I thought you were referring to me as Mogan David.
Yeah, but you remind me of Mogan David.
I don't even know what that – Frank, do you know what that means? If I remind you of Mogan David.
It was a classy wine.
Was it kind of like an after-dinner drink?
Right.
Mogan
classy.
David?
So, Charlie,
it would be my FM radio guy. I'm Mogan David, back with you. We're going to play some more jazz.
Great name, Mogan
David.
So, Charlie, your team, your Rams team, two bad games in a row.
That's okay.
And Goff has kind of lost his swagger.
No, he hasn't. The defense has lost his swagger, not Goff.
Well,
Sue is pitiful.
Yeah, he is. And those corners.
Oh.
What, who they spent a lot of money
Khalid,
on.
Khalid, when he left Denver, he was done then.
You said Sue is pitiful?
Pitiful.
He's had a terrible year.
Is he terrible?
It's hard to believe because the guy looks like a
Hulk. They double-teaming Donald.
Do you remember him playing against Mizzou?
Oh, my goodness.
Did he spit on Chase Daniel? Was he the one who spit on Chase Daniel?
He stepped on him, spit on him. I've never seen a defensive player just – you could have played 11-on-1 and Nebraska still would have won on the defensive side.
I don't know if I ever saw a more dominating defensive player.
Never.
Well, actually, the guy at Troy State Troy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they went to the Cowboys, DeMarcus Ware?
Yeah.
That game.
Was that a bowl game?
No.
Mizzou played against him in a bowl game.
Against Troy, I don't think so.
No, that was a regular season.
It was like a Thursday night game.
I thought it was a bowl game. Yeah.
And remember, Lee Corso kind of went off on Pinkel and said, this guy never makes any halftime adjustments.
Really?
And then Pinkel got all ticked
off. Lou Corso said that of all people?
Lee Corso, yeah.
Red Skelton Jr., he said that. Come on.
We've gotten more votes or more texts about Jimmy Collins being the guy. I mean, everybody from Andy Moeller to Stan from Abilene, Texas, everybody texting in.
I know what I'm talking about.
They all listen.
They listen. They want to listen to a real sports show, entertainment. They want to be entertained.
Charlie didn't
not
like,
retained, but entertained.
Charlie didn't like the Costas, Jackie Joyner, Kersey group.
Well, they're going to ask the same old question. How you doing?
Hey,
what kind of car you got?
We said if Frank had a choice between spending a weekend with Bob Costas or his wife, he may choose Bob Costas.
He picked Bob Costas, probably. Bobby, you ready to go,
That's
Bobby?
That's a tough call. Fascinating. Wait. Okay, now where these two yo-yos are going to say they don't want to hear Bob Costas on the radio.
That's what they said.
Who said that?
We didn't say that.
We didn't say that.
But you don't replace us.
The people are
saying
we can't be replaced.
You can't replace Charlie Tudor for Bob Costas.
This is one light bulb. You can't unscrew. Come on.
We're not saying it.
The people are saying it. The people have spoken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got. Boy, the text lines were so.
Text
God,
in.
Who would you take? Will you take this 20-time Emmy Award winner off the air and get Tuna back on?
People were looking for me last week. Not people want
to. Let's send it out to the texters right now. Who would you rather hear?
Costas or Tuna?
You want to be entertained or what?
They probably listened and thought, oh, God.
Bob, what would you do if you were commissioner of Major League Baseball?
They probably thought Charlie was in the hospital.
What would
worried.
You do if you were commissioner? Bob, right. Talk about when you used to do the play-by-play of the old ABA team.
Jackie, how
St.
did you
Louis.
Train back in the Olympics back then, Jackie?
Frank, when you leave
what
the
What kind of training methods did Bob Kersey do with you?
What did he do to your leg when you were limping, Jackie?
Who's on Hockey Sense later today?
Well, Joseph Wool, for
sure. Oh, well, great.
He's a local kid. I got to give him a little shot. He's in town.
Good for him.
And he's a
Happy
former third-round
him.
Pick of the Maple Leafs. He's going to be in the NHL. Maybe he'll be the future. Goaltender of the Blues. You never know.
We would like that.
Oh.
Okay. All right, guys.
And then
we're
efforting a big.
He's trying to get rid of us. He's trying to get rid of us.
He's had enough. Start the clock next week in the 11 o'clock hour and see when Frank just decides he's had enough. And he just tells him to leave.
What are you doing?
Two weeks ago at the batting cages, it was right at 11. Frank just said, get out. Get out. You didn't make it into the second hour.
I love him like my brother's, just not my own.
Hey, listen.
All right.
In all honesty, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To the Cusimanos, the Kilcoins, the Hewers, the Hoffmans.
I'll send you all a text on Christmas Day, but Merry Christmas to everybody.
Sandwich back in
Randy
studio.
Markell, Merry Christmas.
Randy Markell,
my beautiful lady, Merry Christmas. All the ladies in Snooks, Merry Christmas to you ladies. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I've never seen anybody move so quickly through the produce aisle.
Hey, you guys
and they're
have
sprinting
a
past things they need.
Wonderful Christmas.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa.
What would you do if you were commissioner?
They're
going to
get home, Frank.
Okay.
And they're, people are going to get home and say, did you get the sweet potatoes? Did you get the cranberries? They say, no. There was this guy accosting us, and we just ran right through that whole section.
Coming up on Hockey Sense, we're breaking down the Mid-States Hockey Tournament. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. You can buy that new McBride home and receive $5,000 to $10,000 off that base price. That's right. Instantly get up to $10,000 in savings towards your new home, and McBride has nearly 100 market homes for a quick move-in marked down with tremendous year-end savings. With nearly 40 communities across the Metro St. Louis area, there's a McBride home in every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.